Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, June 24th. Happy Missions Monday. Remember our team that is in Fort Collins, Colorado, and also we'll be praying alongside our mission partner 1040 Connections today. We're continuing on in the book of Acts, chapter 12, verses 1 through 5. And in this section, we will see that James, the brother of John, was put to death with the sword. He was persecuted and he was martyred. And then Peter is imprisoned with the full intention of being martyred or being killed and becoming a martyr, we should say. But we know that that is not what happens with Peter. We're also going to read a companion scripture in Mark chapter 10, verses 35 through 45. And in that passage, James and John ask Jesus if they can sit on his right and his left in his kingdom. And Jesus says, "You don't know what you're asking for." Basically, he tells them, "You will be persecuted like I am persecuted." And so we see that lived out in Acts chapter 12 today. Okay, let's begin with chapter 12 of Acts, and then we'll go back to Mark chapter 10, verses 35 through 45. It was about this time that King Herod arrested some who belonged to the church, intending to persecute them. He had James, the brother of John, put to death with a sword. When he saw that this met with approval among the Jews, he proceeded to seize Peter also. This happened during the festival of the unleavened bread. After arresting him, he put him in prison, handing him over to be guarded by four squadrons of four soldiers each. Herod intended to bring him out for public trial after the Passover. So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. Okay, before we move on to Mark, I must let you in on the rabbit trail that I went down trying to figure out who was this King Herod. Because, you know, there's a Herod that is alive when Jesus is just an infant and he wants to kill all of the children. Well, this is Herod Agrippa, the grandson of Herod the Great and his Hasmonean queen, Meromene. So there you go. He basically had ties with the Jewish nobility. In one of the commentaries, it almost seemed as though he was Jewish. This commentary says Agrippa was more popular with the Jews than many members of the Herod's family had been. His descent from the Hasmonean dynasty was a point in his favor. So here in chapter 12, he's trying to gain some popularity or approval, as it says in verse 3, among the Jews. And so he wants to get rid of some of the people who are causing problems, these Christians, as they were first called in Antioch, or followers of the way. Okay, let's move on over now to Mark chapter 10, verses 35 through 45. The title in my Bible says, "The Request of James and John." Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him. "Teacher," they said, "we want you to do for us whatever we ask." "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked. They replied, "Let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory." "You don't know what you are asking," Jesus said. "Can you drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with. But to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared." When the ten heard about this, they became indignant with James and John. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be a slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. This passage in Acts chapter 12 reminds us that even among the apostles, those who followed Christ, their earthly fates were very different. So James was put to the sword. He was killed for his faith. And Peter also, later in life, I think he also dies for his faith, but he lives much longer. And it got me thinking about how we never know God's intentions or purposes and why someone lives and another person does not. But whatever time that the Lord does give us, a better understanding is, how are we using the time that we are given? Are we using it to be a blessing to others, to help them flourish, to help them find eternal and abundant life? As we think about missions today, we want to be praying for our very own family mission team that is in Fort Collins, Colorado, doing sports camps and VBS with Trailhead Church, that the kids that come to the sports camp would learn about Jesus and would want to follow him, and that their families would be impacted by this opportunity, and that they would grow to be disciples as well. We also want to pray alongside 1040 Connections, our ministry partner that exists to cast hope to the unreached peoples around the world. Their focus is on moving the message of hope in Jesus to hard places. Two prayer requests that they have are that we pray for the people in Mongolia as they have opportunities to minister to them soon, and also for the upcoming Standing Shoulder to Shoulder seminar in Egypt, where they will equip pastors and ministry leaders with the tools and resources that they need to make disciples of Jesus. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you that we can know you and that you love us, all of us. We confess, Lord, that we are not worthy, that we are fickle, that we are distracted. And yet we turn our attention to your word today because we know that we need you and that we find your words and the words of life here. We thank you, Lord, for those who gave their lives so that we could know the gospel. And we thank you, Lord, just for the reminder that you came to be a servant. Help us also to use our lives, whatever days you give us, to be conduits of your love and grace. Lord, keep us from idleness. Help us, Lord, to be mindful of each opportunity and fully aware of your grace and your mercy, because we will never live up to the standard of righteousness that we see in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, and we can find our righteousness in him. Be with our mission partners today, those in our own fellowship who are ministering in Colorado, and the 1040 Connections employees. Lord, bless the people of Mongolia and the outreach coming there soon, and the seminar coming up in Egypt. Lord, would you equip pastors and ministry leaders to take the gospel to go forward into hard places? We love you, Lord. We thank you, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.